I look at the remote conversation and the hybrid conversation, the flexible first conversation, as one that is honestly a women's issue. It's an accessibility issue. It's a diversity issue, because you have working mothers who largely have dropped out of the workforce. And you also have people who have accessibility problems, like a chronic illness, who can't maybe come to work one day, but they won't know how they feel tomorrow. And then you also have, you know, diversity issues, where I spoke with one woman who, she's a Black woman, and she talked about experiencing microaggressions on the way to work and how that impacts her in her daily life. So I honestly think of this hybrid situation as, if you're mandating people, like, that's fine. You know, that's your decision. And I think at the end of the day, people will find the culture that fits them. But at the same time, not revisiting these conversations and these policies, a big thing that I think companies are doing wrong.